Welcome to Tuesday. See, I got it fixed in my head. I now know that it's Tuesday.
Well, that's good.
In the last segment, I mentioned that you've given me some bad information. I cannot find a Limp Bizkit remake of Bob O'Reilly. So if you can find that, I would like it.
Okay.
I can't find it.
All right, I'll find it.
I did find another Limp Bizkit song that I like very much, My Way or the Highway.
Ah.
Shall be the theme of the show from this point on.
They also did the theme to one of the Mission Impossible movies that wasn't half bad.
No, that was Metallica.
No.
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit did one, too. I'll find that for you as well.
All right. Then we'll have a battle of the movie themes, because the one Metallica did was awesome. All right, I'm going to play something for you, and I want you to tell me who it is and why we're talking about it. You ready?
Yeah.
Here he goes.
Sorry, Dick Van Dyke.
That is, of course, the famous theme to the Dick Van Dyke Show.
That's
where he trips
right
over the ottoman in the living room.
The reason we play that is 87-year-old comedy legend Dick Van Dyke almost died yesterday. He was out for a bit of a spin in his Jaguar. And the car caught fire on the 101 freeway in L.A. He got out safely, but the car was burned to a complete crisp.
Wow.
Absolutely totaled. Now, TMZ is claiming that another driver found Dick Van Dyke slumped over the wheel, pulled him to safety before he was roasted. Dick Van Dyke in the interview said, yeah, no, I was trying to call for help. The guy just yanked me out of the car.
Nice.
Which I can understand. There's no reason for you to be in a car while it's burning. Get out of the car and make your phone call.
Well, from what I understand, the 101 freeway is sort of misnamed. It really isn't a freeway. It's more like a parking lot.
Yeah, apparently. He said he got out of the car long before things got serious. He'd pulled over after hearing a noise, which he thought was a flat tire, and it was his car being burned to a flame. Who owns Jag now? It's the Indian. It's Tata Motors, isn't it, out of India?
Don't know.
I think it is. So what makes me wonder is, did it smell like curry while it was burning? Well, your car smells delicious. Here's a helpful hint. You say you have never seen Breaking Bad. Is that correct?
You know, I never got into Breaking Bad. I'm going to start watching it from the beginning because from everything I'm told, it's one of the greatest shows ever made.
So. Well, here's a pop quiz for you, Hotshot.
Uh-huh.
What do you do if you're engrossed in the latest episode of Breaking Bad and suddenly the cable goes out?
Well, there's so many options these days watching things. When it comes back on, you can watch it on demand.
No, that's infuriating. You call up and threaten the cable company.
You call 911, apparently.
Oh, come on. Even a TV guy like me wouldn't do that.
Believe it or not, in southern Connecticut, a bunch of tools actually did that. When the cable vision service went out, the local police office got a flurry of 911 calls. The local police department went so far as to put a status update on Facebook saying, we're receiving numerous 911 calls regarding the cable outage. This is neither an emergency nor a police-related concern. Please direct your inquiries to Cablevision. Misuse of the 911 system may result in an arrest.
Actually, at some police departments, the response would be, yeah, we're ticked off about it, too.
We're trying to learn how to...
if it happened during the Packer game.
Oh, yeah. And now, here in Wisconsin, is a cable outage during a Packer game a 911 appropriate response?
I don't think they'd arrest you or fine you. They'd let
Depends
it go.
On down and distance, actually. Maybe.
Quick, bring me a brat and some beer. The cable's out. All right. And don't forget the freaking cheese curds. So, you are a big fan of the Coolio.
Yeah. Coolio was in Wausau once, by the way.
I told you.
Not that long ago.
Yeah.
What, he was booked to play at the fair? There'd be no way.
No, he was here. He was producing some other rapper. And a friend of my son's who worked at Olive Garden took a picture of Coolio eating dinner in Olive Garden.
Nice.
Producing some Wausau rapper, really?
I think some Wisconsin, some guy from Milwaukee, and he was up here on a tour or something playing one of the clubs.
Because if anything says hardcore...
Not believable.
If anything says hardcore gangbanger thug, it's Coolio eating
at Olive Garden.
At Olive Garden.
Never-ending pasta bowl.
Well, get this. The Chicago Tribune is now saying that Coolio is going to be auctioning off his music in order to launch a brand new career in cooking. Yo, man! You better make that Alfredo sauce or I'll bust a cap! Coolio is... cracks me up. Coolio's actually been working at this for a while. He was on Food Network's Celebrity Cook-Off, and he became a New York Times best-selling author with his 2009 book, Cooking with Coolio.
Saw Coolio in the when the All-Star game was in Milwaukee back in the early 2000s, Coolio was there playing in the celebrity softball game. Of course, that was much closer to when he actually had a hit, Gangsta's Paradise, back in the day.
I love that song, by the way. I even really like Weird Al Yankovic's remake.
Like the remake better?
Yeah.
Amish Paradise better than Gangsta Paradise?
I don't know about better, but it's got a good feel to it. all right. We all know what a bunch of idiots the Westboro Baptist Church is, right?
Mm.
They show up. Fred Phelps protest funerals that time.
Horrible group of individuals. They call themselves the Westboro Baptist Church. Neither a church, nor are they Baptist, nor are they Christian. They're just idiots.
And they're mostly family members. It's not a congregation like you have people from the outside. It's Fred Phelps and his nieces, nephews, uncles, cousins.
Well, they showed up to protest a Kesha concert, which at that point, I don't know. I kind of understand.
You might be on board with it.
I'm just going to say. Now, not only are they showing up to protest, but they have produced their own parody song of Kesha's We Are Who We Are. And they call it God Hates Who You Are. All right? And I actually have it. Listen to this. Listen to this. This is the Westboro Baptist Church.
Your hearts are turning hard. 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 God smacks this world of art. Art. Ours. He'll tear it all apart. Hard. 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 You think you're superstars. God hates who you are.
Oh, what a lovely message.
It's actually well produced.
Yeah, it is.
In God's eyes, you are dumb.
In God's eyes, you're dumb.
You think you're superstars. God hates who you are.
And God hates who you are. Oh, isn't that, you know, I'm pretty sure in the Bible it says that. I'm pretty sure that's a direct quote from Scripture. What a bunch of tools. But how pathetic are you that you've gone so far to spread your message of hate and bigotry that you really do a studio-quality job of producing a parody song of Kesha. You know what she did in response? She sent her backup dancers out to where they were singing and had them do their dance routine with them just to mock them.
The bump and grind?
Yeah.
That's nice.
I wonder how the messages of love and forgiveness are so lost on members of that church.
Because they don't understand Scripture at all. They are bastardizing God's word. That's how it is. They don't care about what God has to say. They're using Scripture for their own purposes. That's going to be interesting for them at the end times. You smell that? It's burning flesh. Anyway, here, last but not least, our story of the morning for the entertainment news. John Lennon. Did you hear about this?
He's dead.
Are you serious?
He's dead, Jim.
Shut up. Get out of here. He's dead? When exactly did this happen?
Why is John Lennon in the news today?
Scientists are reportedly trying to extract DNA from John Lennon's teeth.
Why?
They want to clone him.
Oh, come on.
The man behind this is a dentist who purchased Lennon's tooth at auction for $30,000. He says if scientists think they can clone mammoths, then John Lennon could be next. Here's what's the sad thing. It actually worked. They cloned John. He came out of the laboratory. He heard Yoko Ono's latest song and said, "Would you please find that guy to shoot me one more time?" WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. We will be right back.
I got a preoccupation with death. I got issues with death. I try and laugh about it. I went to a funeral recently and they handed out Kleenex at the beginning of the funeral, which I thought was a little cocky. You know, like wait till you get a load of this funeral. You're going to cry and cry. She's so dead. And I bought a sympathy card for the funeral. I find a sympathy card is kind of an underwhelming gesture in a way. It's like saying, I know you're going through the deepest loneliness of your entire life, so here's a picture of a daffodil. I hope that works out for you. That's why I want to make my own line of sympathy cards. Like on the cover, I'd put a picture of a duck-billed platypus playing checkers with a rhinoceros. And in the background, there's like a hot dog with arms, like holding up a lemonade stand at gunpoint. And you open it up, and it's like the world is messed up, man.
News, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.